The 1.4 million security hut seems to have joined the bike shed, the 1 million euro printer, the electronic voting machines and the PPAR's payroll system on the long list of political spending controversies. Our reporter Carol Coleman spoke to people passing the Department of Finance this afternoon and asked what they thought of the new structure and its price tag.
The granite looks very expensive, so I don't know if they probably need to have more value for money, I suppose. It looks very high quality and it will last, but yeah, value for money probably needs to be considered.
Okay, well, the design is really nice. It complements the old structure. It's new enough to look architecturally significant alongside a big old building, but cost-wise, I couldn't give you any answers on that one.
It doesn't suit the rest of the building, though. And I think it's a bit weird that they spent that much on that.
It just looks like a bit of brown plank, to be honest. I'm actually just going to a rally around the corner for disability needs, and when you see what's been spent on that compared to what could have been spent on assessment of needs, it's just disgusting, really.
And disability is obviously a big issue with yourself.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, my little girl's autistic and we're waiting nearly 3 years for an assessment of needs, so... And then we have to hunt for a skill next year, so it's a big thing for our family. And then when you see things just being wasted, and it's pure waste.
I don't know, it's hard to tell, really. Everything costs more, you know, at the moment. But I suppose there are tenders, there are processes, and just sometimes contractors are able to work with those loopholes.
I pay a lot in taxes, like everyone, and I think they should be more conscious of spending it correctly.
Those views gathered by our reporter Carol Coleman. Let's talk to our political correspondent Paul Cunningham. Paul, as we face into an election, and we know it's not too far away now, I'm thinking that government politicians must be conscious that this is the sort of thing that goes down badly with an awful lot of people, especially anyone who's waiting for a new school building or for a community hall to be renovated or whatever.
Exactly. And that's why you will often hear the politicians reference the fact that they had no hand nor part in, though, whether it's the bike shed or whether it's the security office. This is something that was operated by the Office of Public Works. But they're keenly aware that the vast majority of the public are looking at that and saying it's too high. Hence, people like Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, is saying the price was ridiculous.
And you also, I think, Roderick O'Gorman, the Green Party leader, he's been talking about this as well this afternoon.
Yeah, and the reason he's mentioning it is because he was on his way into Cabinet, conscious that it's part of public controversy, conscious that what's happening is that politicians are being blamed. And so he was asked, well, what's the story? What was his view on it? This is what he had to say.
I'm in the middle of my budget negotiations with Minister Donoghue at the moment, and we know that every cent has to be fought over. So it is deeply frustrating for me as a minister, and indeed for many other ministers who are looking to get greater investment into key public services, into key public infrastructure, when we see situations where it looks like public money hasn't been well spent.
Green leader Roderick O'Gorman. Paul, can we turn to something else, something that came up at leaders' questions this afternoon? And that's a reported phone call between Minister Pascal Donoghue and a member of the Israeli government. Now, the phone call was reported to have taken place back in 2019. The issue was raised by Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin. And here's what the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, said in response.
In respect of Minister Pascal O'Donoghue, I've spoken to him before I came in this morning. He is clear that he did not make any such phone call.
Thank you.
And his published diary doesn't record any such phone call. And I think it speaks to people rushing to judgment before ascertaining the full facts. He is very, very clear, Deputy.
Time is up,
and I think you should perhaps withdraw the assertions in your earlier public statements in that regard.
Paul, can you fill in the background for us on this?
So the background to this was that there was the Occupied Territories Bill, which seeks to ban trade with illegal settlements and territories deemed to be occupied under international law. So that was the bill. The context is that in 2019, the online website The Ditch has secured a document from the Israeli Ministry of Justice suggesting that a confidential call had taken place between Tel Aviv and Dublin, indicating that this bill was not going to get through. And you had the Tánaiste, the Micheál Martin there, saying quite clearly that Pascal Donoghue had been asked this morning about the matter and he said it never happened. And his diary, his ministerial diary, doesn't show that any call happened. With regard to the actual bill itself, Micheál Martin went on to say that while previous attorneys general had said that this would sort of be counter to EU law and therefore the bill couldn't be introduced, they were now seeking additional information, further advice on the matter. And this followed on from the advisory opinion of the International Court of Justice, which reiterated that the Israeli occupation of Palestinian land and the occupied territories is illegal and must come to an immediate end.
Just one question, one more question before you go. I have to ask, given some of the rumours that were swirling around today, any word on the date of the election?
No, but I have to say, Rachel, this week it's been notable that over the past 3 days there's been an absence of TDs in the Dáil chamber. In many cases we've been looking out and wondering at all the car spaces, and that's because many people are in their constituencies knocking on the door, despite the denials from the coalition leaders. They believe that something is in the offing. It was also notable today that by 11:30 Fine Gael had already issued 6 statements from its senators and TDs against the Sinn Féin alternative budget. One would swear there's an election coming, but we don't know when.
Paul, many thanks. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, reporting from Leinster House. We'll be back with more on the News at One in just a moment.